This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, we are just about 5 days away from Election Day, which means one way or another, the economy is going to get a little bit of certainty in a few days. So what does that mean for ordinary investors and people with retirement accounts? That is the subject of today's Money Matters segment when we look at how the economic stories of the day affect your wallet. And to help us do that, we are joined now by Patty Hirsch, who is the senior producer of personal finance here at Marketplace. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, Patty, we've got some potential trouble ahead, the fiscal cliff, and of course, who knows what's going to happen in this election coming up. What should people do?
Well, yeah, you're right. We have got some trouble ahead. It's like when you're driving down the road and you've got that little sign that says it's got the bumps in the road coming up.
Yeah.
There's no doubt we could be in for some bumps. But the fact is that the stock market is still the place to be. It's returning far better returns than treasuries, far better returns than investment-grade bonds. Even Warren Buffett says that the stock market is the place to be if you want growth and you're looking forward to retirement. You've got to stay in the stock market. Yes, you're going to get some bumps. That always happens in the stock market. It is a day-to-day risky place to be, but long-term, it's where you want to be to get your growth for retirement.
Well, by and large, are people taking Warren Buffett's advice? Are ordinary people in the stock market? They weren't scared away from the financial crisis several years ago?
Look, the vast amount of Americans who are in the stock market are not in the stock market themselves in that they're not sort of trading equities day-to-day. They're in the stock market through institutions, through their retirement accounts, through their 401ks and 403bs. And those institutions that are investing that money for them are still full on in the stock market. We've got $5.7 trillion invested in stock market mutual funds in this country. That's more than bond and money market funds combined.
So what about ordinary investors, people who are actually playing the market through E-Trade or Ameritrade or one of these companies?
Yeah, there are a few of those. Institutional investors are very rude about those people. They call them dumb money. And what happens a lot of the time...
dumb money.
That's what they call them, because a lot of the time they get freaked out by the movements in the stock market. You know, they buy when stocks are high, they sell when stocks fall. And there's no doubt that people have been pulling their money out as the market has sort of dropped down with these high frequency trading issues and with this correction that we saw in the market whenever companies started to return some bad numbers. So yes, people do get freaked out, but they shouldn't. The fact is, if you're in the stock market as an individual investor, you should be in for the long term unless you really, really know what you're doing. And let's face it, most amateurs do not know what they're doing. They're playing in a very, very professional game, and it's very hard to make money there.
I guess if these big shot investors think that ordinary investors are dumb money, then that would make them smart money. Is that what they think?
That's what they think. We know from experience that's not the case, but that's what the lore is. Yeah.
Patty Hirsch, senior producer of personal finance and author of the new book, Man vs. Markets. Thanks a lot, as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.